Every week we get tons of questions from our readers, from our members, and a lot of the questions that come in are revolved around marketing, because in a market right now that's got a lot of competition, that's a lot of clutter in it, how do you crack through that? How do you stand out? And what's the number one marketing method that's going to help you do that? And on this episode of the Carrot Cast, I'm going to go through what my number one marketing advice is for any company. It doesn't matter if you're a real estate investor, outdoor product salesman selling toilets, doesn't matter. My number one advice in a cluttered market is exactly what I'm going to tell you on this podcast. And it's not what you think. It's not a method to deliver your message. It's not a Facebook ad. It's not a newspaper ad. It's not a tactic. But this is one thing that most of you are not doing, or you're not doing right. And you can take it directly out of our playbook here at Carrot, how we've grown our company. And give me feedback on this, because I really want to hear, and I want to hear if you guys are implementing this right now, and what you're doing to make sure that you're standing out from the crowd based on what you're going to hear in this podcast. Those of you that aren't doing this yet, let me know what's holding you back or what you need help with to help define yours. Okay, so learn what the number one marketing method is that we suggest you tackle in a cluttered market right now. And like we always say, head over to iTunes, head over to carrotcast.com. There's a whole wealth. I think this is episode 52 or 53. There's a whole wealth of other episodes. If you haven't caught up on them, go listen to Brad Chandler, one of the top home buyers in the country, and how he grew his business to do over 3,000 transactions now. Go listen to Martin Bonesier out of Florida, who's doing 20 houses a month, and how he's scaled that business up and how he's making lower offers than his competition in competitive markets, but winning the deals. Go listen to one of Seth Buechly, a mentor of mine, how he has had massive ups and massive downs in his life as an entrepreneur, and how he's waded through them with gratitude, and a whole lot of other episodes that I think you'll enjoy. Head over to iTunes or carrotcast.com. But for now, let's break apart your marketing. What's our number one marketing method? Hey guys and gals, happy Tuesday, or whatever day you're listening to this. I'm actually recording this on Thursday, so happy whatever day it is. This is Trevor with the Carrot Cast, and I'm coming at you with another Trevor Truck Talk. And if you're new to the Carrot Cast, these types of episodes I actually do on my drives. When I'm driving around Oregon, or like today, happen to be driving from my house to my office, and it's about a 15-minute drive, so it's perfect. And what's on my mind today, there's a couple things. First of all, I'm really excited for this next week. The time that I'm recording this, we are gearing up for our team retreat here at Carrot. And I highly suggest, no matter what size your team is, if it's just you, if it's five people, if it's 45 people, whatever it is, I highly suggest you schedule consistent retreats. Retreats are so important for several reasons. One reason, even if it's just you, you get a chance to pull away from the daily part of your business for a couple days. And it's so important to pull away and really look at things and really analyze things and go, man, are we on track with the plan that we had laid out? Are we on track with delivering on the mission and the vision that we said we were going to? And then you kind of look at stuff and line out what you're going to do for that next 6 months or next quarter or whatever it is, however often you do your retreats. We do planning internally here at Carrot every quarter, but then we do our retreats with the whole team every 6 months. So the last one we had was in January here in Oregon in Sun River, which is an amazing spot in Oregon if you've never been there. And then this next week, actually, the whole team is flying in. And since we had the last retreat, we've added five new team members to the Carrot team. So it's going to be quite a bit different this year during this one. And we're all flying into Roseburg, and then actually they're flying into Portland, and then they're renting a car and driving down. And we've got people coming from Texas, three people from Texas, from North Carolina, from Baltimore, a bunch of people from all around Oregon. And then Monday, Tuesday next week, they're meeting up in the office here in Roseburg. One cool thing is we actually have a customer, Tyler Ford, reached out. And he's a newer customer of ours. He closes really consistent deals down in the Tucson area. And he happened to be in Lake Tahoe. And he's going to go on a little bit of a road trip. And I think he's heading up to Montana or something like that. And he's like, hey, can I swing into Oregon? A little bit out of his way, but I love that he's doing it. Can I swing into Oregon and visit you guys? So really, really thankful that you are. Excited to see you on Monday next week and connect with you. And if there's any other people listening to this who are ever going to be going through Oregon, I was talking with another Carrick client the other day, and his son is going to be going to U of O, University of Oregon, which is in Eugene. And we're an hour south on I-5. We're in Roseburg. So feel free to reach out to me on Facebook or whatever it is. And if you're ever going through Roseburg, hit us up. We'd love to connect with you, give you a tour of the office, take you out to lunch, grab a beer, whatever it is that you have time for, going a mountain bike ride. All right, so hit me up. I'd love to connect with you. So this episode of the Carrick Cast, I want to talk about something that I talked about actually down at a mastermind I was at last week. And the mastermind is called Collective Genius, and you can go to oncarrick.com/CG, oncarrick.com/CG, and you can check it out. If you're doing at least 50 deals a year, or you have a bunch of rentals, or you're doing something else at a really high level, you can apply. If you're not doing 50 deals a year, let's say you're doing 3 a month, but you're an amazing person, still apply if you're looking for a mastermind. It's not cheap. It's $25,000 a year, but I can attest to you, I've been in many masterminds, and this is without a doubt the highest level mastermind for house flippers, wholesalers, you know, people who all kinds of that ilk that I've ever seen. And it's just the big of the big in every market are in that mastermind. Go to oncarrick.com/CG to check it out. But anyway, I was down there, and I'm going, man, so what can I teach these players, some people who are doing 700 flips a year, some people who are doing 300 flips a year, what can I teach these guys and gals? And the thing that kept on coming back was, first of all, even the big guys, the majority of them aren't focusing in on what really truly differentiates themselves from the rest of the competition. So they have their marketing down, as in they have a volume of marketing going out. They've got their systems down. They know how to follow up. They know how to convert a lead into a deal. They know how to actually close the deal when it is under contract, which all of that is massive. There was one person who does 200 to 300 deals a year, and there's this one tip that they gave that I can't give on the phone because we have to sign a confidentiality agreement when we're down there, that we can't share anything outside of that group unless the person gives us permission. But this person said they made this one very simple change that any one of you guys could make today that is literally not going to cost you anything. It's only going to make you a lot more money. This one simple change made their pay-per-click campaigns go from not doing too well to absolutely crushing it. And I'm not talking about that they weren't getting leads before. They were getting leads. The problem was those leads weren't converting into deals to make the PPC campaigns profitable, and this one change changed it. So if you ever come through Roseburg and we talk in the office, ask me that question. I can tell you exactly what it was, and it'll add a ton of ROI to your bottom line if you're not doing it already, and most people aren't. Anyway, so sorry about that cliffhanger. So the one thing I was teaching down there was, you know, how do you really stand out from the crowd as an experienced investor? But this applies for newer investors as well, especially for newer investors. And even with the 100 or so amazing investors there, I could probably pick out of the crowd maybe 10, that were actually doing this correctly. One of them is Memphis Invest, a good friend of mine, Chris Clothier. He's in the mastermind, and we were chatting, and they really have nailed this. Another one that has nailed it is actually this mastermind. They've really marketed themselves and branded themselves with a true, unique selling proposition. And there's a handful of others, but most people, you could not tell the difference in their marketing between them, the offering that they had, and pretty much any of their competition. Okay, it just happened to be that they were doing more of it, more consistently, and had better processes and systems to actually close those deals and get on the phone quickly. So we're going to be talking about unique selling proposition. I know this isn't a new topic. I know it's not something that you've never heard of before, but it's repeatedly probably the number one marketing strategy that mostly everyone is not doing. Okay, so people all the time ask me, man, what's the number one marketing tactic? What's the number one thing I should be doing in marketing? How can I market better? And the biggest advice I can give everyone is to market better. You come up with a unique differentiator in your business and your offering that other people are not offering, or you relay that message in a unique way that other people are not. Because what happens in a competitive market your house sellers or buyers or whatever it is, let's go with house sellers. Your house sellers have dozens and dozens of options on how to sell their house. So, you know, they know that they can get a real estate agent. That's an option. And now they have to pick between several real estate agents because their aunt's an agent and they see this one that's in the newspaper all the time or billboard or whatever, or they got a referral. And then, you know, they Google how to sell my house fast or sell my house fast or we buy houses fast, insert city. So then they find the pages there, you know, the websites there in the top five, and they probably look at all of them. And now they've got this mental index of these other businesses now that could potentially provide a good service if they got a good impression on the website. You know, if they got a good impression when they landed, they're going, okay, it looks like this business can take care of my issue. Another thing, let's say they're getting direct mail. So now they have 6, 7, 8, 20, whatever it is, pieces of direct mail on their kitchen table. And so this is kind of what a lot of your sellers in competitive markets and competitive niches are going through, is they have a dearth of options. And so when someone has a lot of options they can choose from, how is it that they make a decision? Well, I did a blog post and a mastermind call, actually a coaching call. If you're a Carrot member and you're in a Content Pro membership or above, we do weekly coaching calls where I dive in, or Adrian on my team dives in, and we unleash basically how to really ramp things up. And these are included in your membership. So we do it at a really high level, and we also do it at a level for newer people to bring them up. And we let you know, hey, this is an advanced call, this is a beginner call, so you can check it out and plan your time. But basically what I taught on a coaching call about a month ago, and we wrote in a blog post, it's kind of how do you read that the mind of the motivated house seller? What process do they go through to make a decision? And go check out that blog post. Go to oncarrot.com/blog and find the one. I think it's how to read the mind of a seller or something like that, motivated seller. It was posted sometime in June, I believe, or May of 2017. So check it out. But anyway, we walk through with this graph and we say, okay, here's exactly the steps and the phases that a seller goes through before they make a decision. And in each one of those phases, we need to be doing our marketing in a way that uniquely separates us from the competition. So how can you do that? I'm going to give you some real examples on this Carrot Cast. One way, someone down at the Mastermind asked me, well, what about opendoor.com? Or there's this other one called, like, I think Flippad or something. And both of those services are venture-funded services. One of them is funded with $50 million or $100 million, whatever it is, out of Silicon Valley. The other one's funded with tens of millions. They're in Florida, I believe. They both do essentially the same thing. They do massive marketing. They have software behind the scenes that automates their offers. And then they have some other things. Okay. So it's a technology company that is going after this niche. And they're going, okay, how can we go out there, find these sellers, provide them a fair offer, make it transparent. And then we just have so much money. We make a machine that we do it on volume. And Open Door has done over 4,000 transactions in the last 2.5 to 3 years. And that's only like in a few markets. I think they're in 3 or 4 or 5 markets is all. Flippad, I don't know how many they've done, but they've done a lot as well. So you start to look at it and go, you're like this person at CG did. Why is it that they're kind of winning the game as far as winning the game in volume? And they're stealing a lot of deals away from investors and agents as well. And the reason they're winning the game in the way that they are is because they have a unique selling proposition. They have a uniquely different offering that they market that you're not doing, that most investors aren't doing. Okay. If your USP is that you can buy fast and you can close in 7 days and there's no commissions or fees, if that's your unique selling proposition, that's what every other wholesaler and house flipper is doing with their marketing. Every single one of them. Okay. So if that's all that your marketing is saying, that's all that's separating you, is you're separating yourself from an agent. That's it. But you're not separating yourself from any other house wholesaler or flipper out there that is doing the same thing you're doing, which is all of them. Okay. So what happens if they land on your site or they get your postcard and 7 others? How do they make the decision between them? Well, there's a few things. I did an episode of the Carrot Cast called Your Credibility Score. Go check that one out in iTunes or go to carrotcast.com and find it in our archives. But it's what's your credibility score? And I walk through the mental model of what your prospects are going through when they are making their decisions. What is that mental model when they're making their decisions to subconsciously give you a credibility score. We all do it. You walk into the grocery store, you're subconsciously giving this store, you're sizing it up and giving it a credibility score. You go to buy a car, you get that direct mail piece from a service, whatever it is, you hire a consultant, you're going through this process, vetting and verifying them in the way that you do, whether it's Googling it or asking for referrals or everything that you see as you walk in that grocery store, the way that they dress, the way that they keep the place clean, the way that they display their food, the clientele, the way that their signage is, the pricing, all that stuff. You're sizing up and creating a credibility score. Do I want to work with this company again and come back? All right. So the same thing happens with us as entrepreneurs. Same thing happens with you as an investor, a wholesaler, a flipper, is they're sizing you up. So that's one way that they can make that determination is they got the direct mail piece or they visited 8 websites or 3 websites and they all have the same offering. We can buy your house fast. We'll give you a fair offer. We can close quickly, no commissions or fees. And then the only way that they have to determine is the credibility score, is which company are they more comfortable with? Do you have some testimonials up there that are really good testimonials that help you stand out from the crowd? Is there, you know, a row of video testimonials that are really good that are curated in a way, or the things that those sellers are saying are actually bringing up the main hurdles, the main roadblocks that the average seller has? You know, I was afraid that they would lowball me, but I actually got the offer and the offer was really, really fair. It was actually about what I was looking for and they could close quickly and they're amazing to work with. I definitely wouldn't hesitate working with them again. That's a great, you know, version of a testimonial. Okay. Or I worked with 3 other investors or 2 other investors before this and they both made me offers. They both came back to renegotiate. I accepted one of them. We moved to close, 2 days before close. They backed out of the transaction, tried to renegotiate again. And I agreed to that price. They didn't close again. So I went back to this original company that I was working with. And I thought, well, you know, their offer is a little bit lower and I worked with them. They closed on time. They closed fast and an amazing service. I highly suggest working with them. That's a real testimonial I've seen in a Carrot client's system. Okay. So if you see a row of those and you see Better Business Bureau and you can click through their BBB and see reviews, not just BBB. The important part is the reviews on the BBB. Okay. You have 20 reviews, positive reviews over there and 1 negative or 10 and no negative or whatever it is. They can click around and they can see it. They can go to your about page and see you're a real person. You have a real face or you have a real team. You have a real story. Your website looks clean. It makes sense the way that you navigate through it. Easy to contact. They pick up the phone and call you and they get a hold of someone quickly. Okay. Those are all things that they're going to compare. But what if, let's take an extra step. What if all of you guys have great testimonials? What if all 5 of you, other household sellers and flippers that are trying to compete for that seller, what if you guys all have a great credibility score and you all say that you buy quickly? You all say that you close with cash. You all say that you'll close in 7 days or less. You all say that there's no commissions or fees and you all have a great credibility profile. How do they decide? It's your unique selling proposition. Okay. So let's go back to Open Door. Open Door. A lot of people think that they're just doing what you guys are doing just with a lot bigger scale. They're not. They have a fundamentally different, unique selling proposition that they're putting out there. Fundamentally different. Way different. Okay. And from the inexperienced marketing mind, everyone thinks it's the same and it's not. So some of the main issues that a house seller has, some of the main stumbling blocks, according to our surveys and talking to a lot of them, and seeing the leads come in, okay, let's go through them. You've got, I'm not sure that they're going to offer me a fair price, right? So that's not just the offer. That's how you come up with the offer. I can guarantee you your sellers are wondering, okay, how are they coming up with this offer? Or when you make the offer, okay, how did you come up with that offer? Is it fair? If they can logically walk through in their mind that they understand how you came up with the offer, you didn't just take 60% of value or 60% of their list price and give them an offer. Sweet. They want to understand it. It builds trust with you and that helps to knock down one of those barriers in their mind. Okay. So what can you do to add transparency? Open Door added massive transparency in their pricing. Most house wholesalers and flippers have zero transparency in their pricing. They say, we'll offer you a fair house, but then they give you you give them an offer with no clear explanation of how you came up with it. So then the seller is left to then to then come with their own devices, figure out how you came up with that. And oftentimes they're going to start picking away at it because there's no logical way that you came up with that price that they can think of. So they think, well, shoot, they just must be throwing out low offers and lowballing people. With Open Door, you go over there and it says clearly, here's what we're going to offer you. We're going to come up with a fair market value that is fair. We're all going to agree it's fair. We're going to then charge, here's how we charge, 6%. 6% is what we charge to buy your house and then sell it of that value. And then there's a market risk factor. If you're in a neighborhood or a market or whatever it is that for some reason their data shows as a higher risk, they're now going to add in a market risk factor up to 6%. So it could either be 6% of that fair market value that you're paying, which is what you would pay an agent anyway, but you can have your house purchased like now and you don't have to repair it and all that kind of stuff. Okay. Unless they come in and say, well, you don't have to repair it, but they are going to come in and then do an inspection, which they lay all this out on the website. We're going to give you this offer. It's going to be automated right there online. Okay. And then we're going to have someone come out there. If that offer looks kind of good to you, or someone's going to come out there and we're going to actually inspect it. And if anything doesn't look the way that you said it did in that original intake form, then we will adjust the price down. So they're very, very transparent with all of this. So I know as a seller, I put my information in here. I'm going to get an offer within about 5 minutes online digitally. It's going to build it based off of their algorithms and their market risk factor, because they can tell the address and that kind of stuff. They plot it on a map and then they go, okay, plunk, here's your offer. If you think that's good, then they're like, sweet. Now what's going to happen next is we're actually going to come out to your house and inspect it. All right. Once the inspection happens, if all checks out, sweet. We're going to close insanely fast because we've got the cash and we're good. So that's another part of the transparency in the way that you offer, that you operate, that can help be a part of your USP, is are you actually closing the deals? Now, I'm not going to say that if you're just wholesaling deals, you can't do this, because you totally can. But I was talking with a carrot client the other day and we were pulling out their USP. We have a service called the Concierge Services. And they're for people who are closing really consistent deals, at least 2+ deals per month, and you want more differentiation. If you're a carrot customer and you're closing more than 2+ deals a month and you really want more differentiation in your website, connect with our team through support about the Concierge Quick Start. And it's definitely more money than our normal one. Okay, it's definitely more money. It's $1,500 to $2,000, depending on what we do. But we're going to hop on a call. It's probably going to be me or Adrian. Not going to be probably. It's probably going to be me on one of those calls, charting out your strategy, pulling out your unique selling proposition. Our copywriter is going to come in and rewrite your content copy. Our tech team is going to come in and really dial in your website visually and put in elements that other carrot customers don't have. Okay, that's the carrot concierge level. Reach out to us on support if you are a customer. If you're not a customer and you're looking at getting something like that, then sweet. We've got you covered if you want that visual differentiation and you still want the support in the carrot system. Okay, so we do have that. Reach out. But this client I was talking with yesterday, he said, man, you know what? He closes a lot of deals. He said, you know what? The thing that there's several things that really make me stand out. But one of them is I actually close on 100% of every deal, every contract I make, 100% of everyone. I close on them all. I said, sweet. So how do you do that? And he said, well, what happens is I make an offer. Okay. And, or someone calls, we come out and do a physical inspection of the house, every single offer that we make. Okay. This is their process. Every single offer that we make, they do a physical inspection of the house so they can be 100% confident in their offer. He said, we never come back and renegotiate. We close on 100% of the contracts that we put down that they accept, and we buy all of them. Okay. He said, we don't wholesale any of these. There's no assigning of any contracts. I'm going, man, that's a big deal. So we need to point that process out as part of your unique selling proposition, that you are a direct buyer. You're not a middleman. You're gonna close on every single transaction, and we need to back that up with testimonials. We need to back that up with testimonials to say, hey, you know, this person said they were gonna close this date and they did. This person said they're gonna close on time. If you have enough testimonials that state that, that starts to become part of your unique selling proposition in your prospects' minds. If you look at Carrot, our unique selling proposition is we help people have a greater ROI with their online marketing. Okay, we're going to help you squeeze those extra dollars out of the marketing that you're already doing because of our strategy. Okay, so we're going to help you dial in your correct strategy. The wrong strategy with the right marketing, you're going to be blowing things up. It's not going to, in a bad way. Okay, and then we're going to help you dial in your website. they're already dialed in to convert really well. But how do we dial it in so it's dialed in for you and it converts well, but you're proud of it? Sweet, we take care of that. And if you launch a website on your own on WordPress or Wix or Weebly or Squarespace or one of our competitors, we've done tons and tons and tons of testing. We always do tons of testing, so we back it up with our data. So this all plays into our unique selling proposition. We're not just saying that you get higher performance and higher ROI with Carrot. We prove it with data. We prove it with tests. We prove it with content. And we prove it with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of testimonials of people who have said that we've helped them do that. Okay. And we have thousands more that we just haven't shared because we haven't found a spot to share all these testimonials. Okay. So your unique selling proposition, whatever it is, it's got to be something more than I close quickly. I can close with cash and close in 7 days, no commissions or fees. Okay. So this guy in Florida, we are a direct buyer. Most of the people who are going to hit you up are not. And here's why it matters to you. Okay, we actually come out and look at your property so we can give you a good fair offer and there's no hassle. You accept it or we negotiate it. Sweet, I'm going to close on that 100% of the time. Why? Because I'm not wholesaling, because I'm actually buying the deal. And we've already looked at it and we're confident in the offers that we make. How does this help you? Well, sweet, this helps you because you're not going to be going through 2, 3, 4 different investors that are going to back out on deals or try to renegotiate with you. You might get a higher initial offer from this, but just wait. They might be coming back to you in 2 weeks to renegotiate. We're not going to do that. Okay. And then what do? We back it up with testimonials. 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 We back it up with your BBB reviews. Okay. That's how you create a real unique selling proposition. You make your buying process transparent. That's one of the big things that your sellers want. They don't want to be in the dark about how you came up with that offer because that's very important to them, even if it's not for you. And I think a lot of house flippers and wholesalers, they for some reason hold back on being transparent about the way that they make their offers because they don't want their prospect to know how they come up with their pricing. And I think if you're one of those people, you should probably really, really, really analyze your business. You should probably really analyze the ethics and core values that you operate your business in. Okay. Because if you're afraid to tell your clients who are putting food on your table, if you're afraid to tell them how you come up with an offer on their house, you're probably doing something that isn't ethical. Okay. Or you yourself don't feel good about it. So you don't want to tell them. You think if I tell them this, man, they're going to back out of the deal. Why would they ever accept an offer if I tell them how I came up with this price? Right. So if you're thinking that, can you imagine what your prospects are thinking? The ones that don't even opt in or call on your website because they're not sure what your process is like and they don't want to get bamboozled. And the ones that you go out there and make offers to. Okay, so let's say you made an offer and your competitor made the exact same offer, same price, and they won the deal and you're wondering why. It could be the credibility score. It could be how they presented at the house. Did they drive up in a clean car that was branded? Did they have a branded polo on? Did they seem like they're clean cut? Were they trustworthy? Did they create good conversation? Did they present your business well and walk through how you have the experience and have some sort of a credibility packet to show examples of other sellers that they've worked with and all that stuff and then presented their offer? So that's the credibility score and it worked in their favor. Sweet. Let's say that wasn't it. Let's say it was a unique selling proposition. And this other person actually walked through how they came to their offer price. Maybe that was the only difference. They said, you know what? Here's the offer and here's why. This is what we can pay for it. So here's the value of the home. We ran these comps and here's what it looks like. And you can actually, you can go run comps yourself or have an agent do it. These are real values. Okay, then I walked around the house and I found these 14 things and these are going to cost about this and it's going to cost about this and this will cost about this and this will cost about this. So in order to get that price up there, these things all have to be repaired and that money's got to come from somewhere. And when we buy houses, we do all the repairs. We pay for it all. We do all the hassle. So you don't have to do that. So there's some value there. And then also while we're doing all these repairs, we've got to hold the house. And the way that we buy houses oftentimes is we work with private lenders, so we have to pay them. And that's about how that works. And then we have to hold it. So there's insurance and there's utilities and there's this and there's permits. So we add all this up. And so here's what it would take us to go through and do this. Or if you were to do this yourself, that's about how much money you'd be paying to do that stuff. Okay. And then of course we're in business and we're really good at what we do. And we provide a service to help you, you know, have an option, to help you really have an option front versus having to list a house and get it pretty and show it to dozens of people and do open houses and always have to have your house open and wait months possibly and possibly have buyers back out. That's part of the value that we provide. So we really value our time and our service that we provide. And so we've got to make some sort of a profit. And we always want to make sure the profit's fair. It's equitable for all of us. You're able to walk away with what you need. We're able to provide the service and still get compensated for it and still put food on our tables and pay all the bills that we've got to pay as a business. And so here's our profit margin on it. Okay. If you were to sell with an agent, then here's all the things you'd have to repair anyway, or you'd have to lower the price, and then you're going to pay the agent 6% anyway. Okay, so here's the real difference, but that's going to take you months, possibly have buyers back out, hundreds of people, if not dozens, going through your house. We can help you avoid all that, and here's what the difference is going to be. So if you walk through it in that way, and someone else just walks through, hey, here's the offer, here's a couple of the basics, what do you think? I can guarantee you that person, in their mind, one of the unique selling propositions you're leading with is transparency and offer, okay? So what is your USP, y'all? What is your USP? Open Doors is immediate offer with software. So they created a USP that no one else is offering out there, hardly anyone. Transparency and offer. And then they back it up with all the credibility. They back it up with their credibility score and good marketing. So what's yours? Are you going to create software that's going to automate offers? It's going to help you have a USP, which now isn't a USP against Open Door if you're competing against them. Now you're going to have to do a different one. So if you come out with software that helps you do all the stuff that Open Door is doing, okay, and you create transparency and offer, how is it that you can create a USP against them? Sweet. We have all this as well. You can see our pricing. You can get an offer immediately. But you know what? We're 100% local. Our entire team is local. I've been in the area for 20-something years. We know the market better than anyone else. We feel we can give you more accurate offers. And also, you know, we come backed with a 4.9 out of 5-star Better Business Bureau reviews. We have 49 positive reviews on there. We are 100% going to close in your deal. It's going to be low hassle. And we really would love to work with you. So that right there, it's the hometown kind of play there, right? So guys, I got a jet. I'm going to head into the office. It's content day for me. I've got a couple podcasts to do. One with Brian Rockwell, one of our clients who's crushing it. And I'm so excited to share his story with y'all. Brian is in Texas. He was a school teacher and I think teaching softball or coaching softball or baseball. He, for about a year or two, was studying real estate, wouldn't take the leap. And we're going to tell his story and how he did, how he closed his first deal, which I think brought him about $8,000. We'll pick that apart on the podcast. And then after that, he said, you know what? I'm not going to do my deals that way anymore. I'm going to go 100% online. He joined Carrot 100% online as a new investor, did 80-something thousand in revenue a few months ago, did tens of thousands the next month. And last time I talked to him, he said he was on pace to do even more. And that's less than 6 months into his business, guys and gals, implementing what we teach to a T. And we'll talk about what he did. So listen to that episode of the Carrot Cast coming soon. You're going to get a lot out of step-by-step stuff on exactly what Brian's doing to create multiple six figures in revenue within 6 months of really starting his wholesaling business. And I will walk through his story. It's going to be really interesting. But what's your story? What's your unique selling proposition? What is it that you can put out there that's going to differentiate you from your competition, you from the 7, 8, 9, 10, 12 other investors that your sellers and buyers are talking to? What is it? Come up with that. That's my number one marketing strategy that I could give anyone, is have a USP in a cluttered market. And I'll finish with this. Here at Carrot, we are, I think undoubtedly the number one provider in our space for helping investors. And now we're starting to work with agents, helping investors generate more leads online and have a higher ROI with their online marketing. Okay, we work with several thousand investors. There's tens and tens and tens and tens of thousands of leads that you guys are generating every single month. We back it up with data. We put it out there all the time. We actually, at the bottom of our website, will tell you exactly how many online opt-in leads came in the last 30 days in the foot of our website. We just bring that in from our Google Analytics. That doesn't include any phone call leads. Okay. So you can add on another, you know, almost double that number on any given month to show how many phone call leads came in. All right. So we also are the ones who kind of pioneered focusing on performance in this market. Before, everyone was focusing, hey, let's give you 100 different design templates. Let's give you these design templates, but conversion rate doesn't matter. And we said, you know what? Conversion rate does matter. Performance does matter on a website, because if you lose just one lead in a year because of underperformance, because your website wasn't set up to perform, and let's say that lead would have turned into a $20,000 deal for you, is it okay to underperform now? Is it okay to pay less for something that's a cheaper option? But now, is it really cheaper? If you're losing leads and deals because of underperformance or because of the wrong strategy, which we can help you get the right strategy, or because of any number of reasons, if you lose leads or deals because of underperformance, is that really cheaper for you? Okay, if you're saving $50 a month over here and you lose a deal every year that would have brought you 10 grand because of underperformance or the wrong strategy, that $50 a month that you just thought you're saving actually cost you $10,000. And we help our clients save that $10,000, save that $20,000, save that $100,000 every single month. I was talking with one of our clients, Kevin Roberts, the other day. He's down in the Bay Area. He said he makes $500,000 to $1 million a year with Carrot. All right. And he would not be doing that if he was using some other system, in his words. All right. So our unique selling proposition from day one has been performance. It's been, let's help you ramp up your ROI on your marketing. We're not going to ever be the cheapest, but we are going to give you the highest ROI. How do we do it? We do it with our support. We're going to help you nail your strategy. We do it with our software. Can we back it up? Well, yeah, we test and we show you our testing that we do. Okay. And then how do we do that? Well, we back it up with testimonials. Well, we're going to show you now testimonials of dozens, if not hundreds of people, if not thousands, who are getting this result with us. Okay. So that's us living the USP life out loud. That's how we grew our company, by differentiating ourselves. What might seem like a little differentiation for a lot of people is massive when it comes down to someone making a decision. Now, the risk that we all run is when we're good enough with our USP, like let's say Open Door is, or we are currently in our market, people start to emulate it. People start to say, we are that too. You know, we are that too. We have competitors also that have started to change their USP over toward high converting and performance and stuff, which that's sweet. But now here's where the battle comes in. Now this is where, if we're all saying the same USP, we've either got to hone in our USP even more, or we've got to prove it at a higher scale. We've got to prove it at a higher scale. We've got to go out there and get more testimonials, more case studies, and show that it's happening. We've got to go out there and bring out more data and more content that proves that it happens and shows that we are the experts. So that's the journey that we're on, because, you know, like I said, we pioneered the performance space in this market. Others are going out there now adjusting their messaging because it's seen it so working so well. We've just got to go out there and do it better, prove it more, show the results. And you guys have to do the same thing in your businesses with your unique selling proposition. People are going to copy it if it works well enough. But how do you prove that you're the best at doing that? All right. So go implement this. Think about this a little bit. Carve out that USP in your market, because in a competitive market, it's required to really scale and get really good at picking up those marginal deals. And guys and gals, I'm excited about business. I'm excited about this next 6 months. I'm excited that we have clients now coming to the office. I put out the Carrot Camp podcast. It's a 10-minute podcast asking your feedback on whether you think that Carrot Camp quarterly events, where you come out and do some adventure stuff with us, and then also we dig in a little mastermind style, 10 to 20 people max, if you think it's a good idea. Check out that episode. I think it was a couple episodes ago. Carrot Camp. Let me know your feedback. Listen to that. See if you like it. If so, we'll see if we can launch our first Carrot Camp here this year. And it's not going to be cheap, but I can tell you it's going to be worth it for sure. Spend some time at the office at my house. We'll go up in the mountains. We'll go wine tasting. Whatever it is, we'll figure it out. But you're going to walk away with stuff that's going to bring you so much value from what you paid financially to your business, but then also so much value with the people that you shared information with, and the friendships you're going to make, and the adventures that we'll have, and the clarity in mind that you're going to have after being up in the mountains and doing some things. All right, so give me the feedback. If I get enough positive feedback on that, just email me or Facebook me. Just Facebook me, facebook.com/ Trevor.mock, I think it is, /.com or facebook.com/ Trevor.mock or Trevor Mock. I'm not sure. M-A-U-C-H. Find it. Let me know if you like the idea, concept of a Carrot Camp. If we get enough feedback, we're going to launch Carrot Camp. All right. So have an amazing week. I got a jet getting to the office to do content. Hop on a call with a person in a mastermind that I just joined. and to go out there and crush the week. My wife and I are heading up to Portland tonight. Portland Business Journal, I was honored to be one of their 40 under 40 this year for the Portland Business Journal, and they have the luncheon tomorrow, so we're going to head up there, and I might connect with a couple of Carrot customers up there. Joe Taylor is just crushing the market up there in Portland. Hoping I can connect with you up there, Joe. We'll see what the time looks like. But guys, have an amazing rest of the week. All right. What makes you different in your market? Think about that. Write it down. Put it in play in your business. Talk soon.